Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Femi Olaniyan podcast, where you listen to content on personal finance, relationship, productivity, and lifestyle. Today guys, I'll be bringing to you 5 things you should know before investing your money in anything. Yes, before you invest your money in anything, you should be able to know these 5 things. Now, number one is have a better understanding of the investment. Now, if someone should come to you and tell you, "Oh guy, I have an investment for you. This investment is going to bring you like 100% return in 2 months, in 3 months. It's going to give you like 200% return on interest," that kind of thing. You know, yeah, the stuff is very juicy. You can easily jump at it. But you should actually make your research before you jump at that kind of investment. Whether it's bringing you high returns or low returns or anything, make sure you try and make your research before you can invest in any kind of thing. Now, for me, I'm this kind of person that if someone should come to me about an investment, I will listen to you. I'll listen to your offers and everything you have to say, but I will go and do my own assignment. I'll make my own research on the investment and see how the investment has been doing, how it's doing, and how I think the investment will do in the future. And there's something, if an investment has been doing bad, it does not mean that the investment will still be bad in the future. If an investment is very good right now, it does not mean that the investment will still be good in the future. So try to make your research very well and have a better understanding of the investment. Number two thing you should know before investing your money in anything is have an emergency fund. Yes, I always talk about emergency fund on my YouTube channel actually. Now, emergency fund is that money you can run back to in case of emergencies, in case you are in trouble. Now, why should you have emergency fund before investing? Now, let's take for example, you invest your money into a kind of investment and then the investment should go bad, like it should go the wrong way. Your emergency fund is the money you can run back to that is going to save your ass. So you need to have an emergency fund somewhere before you can start investing in anything. Number three is do long-term investment. Yes. Now, I'm not saying this to say short-term investments are bad. No. But as for me, I always tell people and advise people to do long-term investment, because long-term investment is the kind of investment that can give you high returns in the long run. Now, doing short-term investment, that's kind of investment, they tell you to bring like 10k, you get like maybe 50,000 naira in like 2 months, blah blah, all those kind of investments. Then I don't really trust those kind of investments. But when it comes to long-term investment, investing in real estate, cryptocurrency, stock market, and others, I always like those kind of investment and short-term investment. So always try to do long-term investment. Number four is to know your risk tolerance. Now, what's your risk tolerance? Risk tolerance is how you can tolerate risk whenever you know your investments go the bad way. Now let's take for example, your investment should go the bad way. Are you the kind of person that, okay, if you lose your money, you almost kill yourself? Or are you the kind of person that, okay, if you lose your money, you still have more money to invest? So make sure you know your risk tolerance and don't use all your life savings to invest, please. Don't use all your life savings to invest in any kind of investment. No investment is good or bad or something. You can invest in anything, in any good investment, and it will still go the bad way. So don't use all your life savings to invest. Number five is investing in yourself is also a very, very profitable investment. Now, when you hear people talking about investment, it doesn't necessarily have to do with real estate, stocks, cryptocurrencies, mutual funds, and those kind of investments. Investing in yourself is also a very, very profitable investment, and that's something I always preach to people. Investing in yourself can come in different ways. It can be by you know, buying good books to read, productive books to read. It can be by going to networking functions where you can meet people better than you in your field and connect with them, you know, to gain more knowledge or something. You know, it can be by you having good friends. Now, your friends will determine the kind of investment you do. Yes, your friends will determine the kind of investment you do. Because as for me, I always influence my friends to make good investment, and I'm sure my friends are happy they have me as a friend. So there are different ways you can invest in yourself, and it's going to be very, very profitable. You can decide to learn a new skill, can decide to improve on the skills you already have. So different ways you can invest in yourself. So these are the 5 things you should know before investing your money in anything. Number one, have a better understanding of the investment. Number two, have an emergency fund. Number three, do long-term investment. Number four, know your risk tolerance. Number five, investing in yourself is also a very profitable investment. Thank you for listening to this wonderful episode. I'll see you guys again on Sunday when I'll be bringing you another sweet topic we are going to be talking about. Don't forget, you can reach me on Twitter @FemiOlaniyan_. I'm waiting for you guys for your reviews and other stuff. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and my YouTube channel, Femi Olaniyan. Bye, guys.